I'm Andrew Schneider, a 92.1 KRLS here with the Pella Boys Cross Country Team. They were the district champions at the state qualifying meet earlier today. Tony, I'll start with you, the senior and the district champion. How did today's race go and what did it mean to be at the front of the pack?
Well, obviously it felt pretty good. I think that was my first time winning a race, so it was a pretty cool place to win a race. But I was really proud of our guys for winning the district. It's always pretty hard to win the district, and going to state is always a pretty surreal feeling. And I'm just pretty excited about the opportunity that we have. And competition at state is always really good, and this year's field is really good. But I think our team has a lot of potential, and we've kept improving every race. And this race, we did really well all around, and I think we can continue that at state.
Well, and Chase, you've really improved over the course of the season from when I saw you at Central College. You've been kind of on Tony's heels back and forth at the front of the pack. What have you really worked on this season to get to this point and to have this kind of a strong finish to the state qualifying meet?
I've just got stronger overall, and I've been just trying to stay with my teammates as much as possible at practice, like Josiah and Tony. I've had great leaders to push me farther and just get me faster overall.
Well, Nathan, you're the newcomer on this team. Tell me a little bit about what it's been like joining this group and having them push each other and you guys push each other to this point to be a district champ.
Yeah, it's been really great joining this group. Ever since over the summer when I started training with them, they've been super supportive and kind, and it's just great to run with them. And they're amazing teammates, and they push me every day.
Well, and Akira, you had a great race today. Tell me about what that was like to be running so fast and to really, you know, fourth on your team, which is obviously an accomplishment with all the fast guys you got.
I was a little nervous at first and was kind of unsure during the race and whether or not I could keep up with Nathan. But I just got into the rhythm and it felt really good. And the weather was like almost perfect.
Yeah, until the rain came, right? And Josiah, talked to you a couple times. Obviously, a little bit of a mid-season slump where you had a little bit of injuries, but obviously a few strong races to end the year. What's it been like to have these guys really help you? Because you came in, you know, expecting to be that number one guy, but to have these guys push you has to be really exciting.
It just shows the depth that we have here, and that you know, how tight of a kind of a family atmosphere you have. I just know that even though I'm having a bad races, I mean, they're always going to be there to pick me up. And, you know, they don't know this, but I was actually crying on the way here because, you know, it's just I'm beyond blessed to have them as teammates, because I know that, you know, I'm going to have all these low moments that I've been having this season. And I'm still not very proud of this race, but, I mean, it is what it is. But they were still there for me to pick me up and to finish the job.
And they did. And Tony, this team, outside of Nathan, you guys have all been at that state race before. What are the things now that you work on for the next week and a half as you prepare for what it looks like at Fort Dodge, knowing that you've got a really good team that's going to be leading the pack up there?
Well, now we start the taper, which is the best part of the season. And we taper down and lower our mileage. And this year we've had a pretty good base, and we've been running the most miles that I think the team has ran for a while, and so that should help us a lot. And I think just the way we've been improving this far in the season, I think just with another week of preparation, that'll really help us for next Friday.
Well, and Chase, you were there last year as well. What did you learn from last year's race, not only that helped you in the off season, but that you think will prepare you for this coming Friday?
I think one thing that I really learned, I heard a lot, but especially the first mile of state, it's a lot faster than, I mean, I've ever really gone. And it's just, I have to be ready to adjust to it and be ready to go out with the front people. And yeah, I should be able to stay with them.
Well, Nathan, what have you learned from these guys? You got a lot of guys here who've been to two and even three state meets. You know, what do you hope to learn from these guys as coaching staff to be ready to run a really good time?
I'm hoping just to learn some strategy, and then this will be my first time tapering, so that'll be a new experience too. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to learning some tips and other things about the state course.
And Akira, to talk about your own expectations, obviously coming off a great race today, what are the things you hope to really focus on between now and state to really help that lower part of the card, right? Fourth, fifth, sixth is really important with good teams up there.
I just hope that I can keep up with Nathan earlier and try to push him, you know, maybe almost to Chase and maybe Tony if that comes to it. But it's just going to be a fast race, and I'm excited.
Josiah, you're a little emotional right now, but the beauty is you got a week and a half between now and state. What are the things that, you know, you've been there twice, you've had two all-state finishes before. What are the things that you kind of hope to lean on, even if you're having a tough season, to be able just to refocus and to help this team have a lot of success?
You know, honestly, I think the best thing for me right now is to not even focus about the running part and just focus on the community and the just being with teammates, because, you know, it's kind of hard to think about, but, like, you know, I've only got one more race with Tony and Braden. And so, you know, I just don't want to let that cloud my thoughts as I kind of head into the meet. And then I know that when we get to state, you know, I'll just make it one last good race.
And I think it will be. These are the Pella Cross Country Team. All the best to you in Fort Dodge, and hopefully we're up there to see you run and have a great race. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.